they abide by the rules. Now, here's another interesting point. A lot of our fruit industries relied on foreign pickers, the backpackers, to come and pick the fruit. A lot of those people are gone. What are we going to do? Let's have a chat to Graham Wynn from Superior People Recruitment. He's our employment expert, and he's got a few views on this. G'day, Graham.
Good morning, Adam. How are you today?
Very well, mate. So how do we get our fruit picked this year if all the backpackers are gone, or most of them anyway?
This is a major problem, because the reason why we use the backpackers is generally because local people don't want to take these jobs, or it's too far for them to travel, which is therefore why we need to bring the backpackers in. Now, the backpackers, of course, are being completely told you've got to leave the country, but they can't at this stage because they can't get flights out. And the hotels, the hostels they're staying in are closing down as well. So backpackers have got a real problem at the moment about what they're going to do for themselves. And of course, they don't qualify for any of the payments. So we're going to be, when the fruit picking starts again, we're going to have a real shortage. So unless the local workers want to take these jobs up and do the fruit picking, we'll have no one. There'll be no one working on the farms doing the fruit picking.
And they haven't previously, the local people that is, wanted to do this. There's been stories about, you know, some employers being, you know, a bit Dickensian, and the conditions being poor, the pay awful. It seems that people don't want to do that job.
Correct. Locals don't want to do the fruit picking. We know that. That's been well recorded for a number of years now, which is why the backpackers do it, because nobody else will. But the problem now is, if they're gone, who will do this? So unless we can force people to do it, then we've got a problem, because there'll be no one fruit picking. The farms will be barren of workforce, and that will present yet another problem for us.
And yet we've got hundreds of thousands of people who are out of work now. I wonder how many people would be prepared to leave the city, and the mobility of labour is a critical issue. Most people don't want to move for jobs. They've got families, they've got roots in where they are, they don't want to move. So it's a question for you out there. Would you go and pick fruit? 133353 is the number. Now, Graham, we've got a call. We've got a call and a question for you from Grant in Sydney. He's got a question about his daughter's situation. I'll just get him on the line now. G'day, Grant.
How are you tonight?
Good, thank you. Graham's on the line here. What's your question for Graham Wynn, our Superior People Recruitment?
Well, Graham, my daughter works for Pretzel World, and there's two permanent and five casual girls.
Yep.
Now, all the casual girls were laid off last week. Mm-hmm. And they only earn between $200 and $300 each. Now, are they going to be acceptable for this JobKeepers program or not?
The simple answer is, it depends how long the casuals have worked for. If they've been there for 12 months or longer, yes, they'll qualify for the JobKeeper. If casuals have been less than 12 months, no, they don't. Permanent staff can been there for 1 week, 3 weeks, 6 months, that's fine. But casuals have to have worked there for 12 months to qualify for the JobKeeper. So if they haven't been there for 12 months, no JobKeeper allowance for the employer at all, no.
Oh, okay.
And how many casuals, Graham, are in a job for more than 12 months?
Not a great many, because they changed the law a while ago saying that if you're casual for more than 12 months, they need to offer you permanent employment.
Right.
So that killed that law straight away. So there are very, very few casuals who work anywhere for 12 months. Very, very few. So this is not going to help the majority of casuals at all.
Right.
If they've been laid off, they won't come back because they won't qualify for the JobKeeper allowance.
Right. Does that answer your question, Grant?
Yeah. Well, how are they supposed to earn a dollar now?
With great difficulty, we've seen, and we obviously use job boards like Seek to advertise jobs. Seek have dropped the job ads in the last 2 weeks by about 35 to 40%. That's how much the job vacancies are dropping. There is a whole range of industries now struggling. And at the moment, people just aren't recruiting. We've got a real problem now. So unless you go into these, what we call fruit picking, or you go into the Coles, the Woolworths, the Aldis, even some call centres are recruiting. So they're the only areas at the moment that are really recruiting. There's very, very few other industries looking for staff at this stage.
Yeah, okay. Look, I'm a carer for my wife. She's been disabled for 10 years.
Yep.
And my daughter turned 18 last year. So our pensions dropped because her... becoming 18, we dropped $300 a fortnight. Mm. Now, if my daughter's not working, how are we supposed to make up that $300 a fortnight now?
If she's not working, she'll qualify for job seeker allowances. So the employer won't, as casual, won't get JobKeeper, but she can get the JobSeeker allowance, which has been doubled now from $550 a fortnight to $1,100 a fortnight. So she will then qualify for that straight away. There's no waiting periods anymore. There's no asset checking whatsoever. If you've simply been laid off because of the virus, immediately you qualify for the JobSeeker allowance. So she will get that straight away when she applies through Centrelink. So she'll automatically get $1,100 a fortnight. That's a given now. So she'll get that straight away.
All right. Just because we're renters, we've rented our property for 19 years now, mm-hmm. and we've come across all this, and the rent prices are going up, everything else. We've been on waiting lists for home care for now for 6 years to go into housing, and we're still on that waiting list. And it's like everyone just waits and waits and waits, and then... where do we get from it? I had to go and put another whole evidence form into Housy just 2 weeks ago just to prove 4 years down the track that I'm still in the financial problem I'm in. I'm in a worse financial problem now than I was 4 years ago. And not only that, I'm in a worse financial problem now than October last year when my daughter turned 18. And there's no help.
There are a lot of people going through this at the moment. And just to a couple of callers ago you had, Adam, someone talked about sole traders. In Australia, the last ABS, which was done middle of last year, there were 63% of businesses in Australia were sole traders.
Absolutely.
And the companies employing more than 200 people was 1.7%. There is nothing being given to sole traders at all. And that accounts for about 1.5 million of the workforce. There is nothing being given in any of these packages for sole traders at all. That's a real hidden part that we're missing here. So we're good for employers, employ people, employ staff, but sole traders are being completely ignored. And that's potentially 1.5 million people whose income is going to drop and become nothing.
I'm a sole trader. I've got a little company. Yep. I'm actually in this boat. That's Graham Wynn. He's our employment expert. And if you have a question for Graham, we don't have a lot of time, but please give us a call now at 1-333-53. Question for you, Graham, quickly.
Sure.
The coronavirus has exposed a lot of frailties in our system, particularly the gig economy. My son was casual, a lot of people working casually. Do you see in the future this will change, that we'll have to now change our system?
A lot is going to change, there's no doubt about that. So hopefully some good can come from this. The way we treat staff, the way we employ people, the way businesses function will work much better moving forward. And I think a lot of people will change how they look at things. And just to the point of a lot of people working from home now, I think employers have been frightened of that in the past. They might now start seeing, hey, this can actually work.
Sure,
so potentially we can offer more work from home to make it better for people to get jobs. So I can see some good potentially coming out of this long term. The employers will think differently. But I think also moving forward, some legislation will need to come in about the number of casuals we employ, because that needs to change. Because when these things happen, casuals just drop like flies. They're gone and they're forgotten about.
And the taxpayer will then have to support them, as we're seeing quite rightly.
But absolutely, yes.
Let's try to avoid that with more security for our employment. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's have a chat to Simon's got a question for Graham. Simon's in Red Lion, Victoria. G'day, Simon.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good. Where's Red Lion? Never heard that one.
Talbot, which you probably wouldn't have heard of. Sort of between Bendigo and Ballarat.
Oh, okay. There you go. Very good. Beautiful part of the world.
Very, very far out there. That's
yeah. What's your question for Graham Wynn?
My question is, the government is going to pay extra for dole seekers and this coronavirus benefit, I suppose you would call it, but they're not going to pay it anytime soon. It's at least a month from what I can gather. A lot of people have weekly or monthly or fortnightly or et cetera sort of bills.
Yeah. So what's happened basically?
There's going to be a really big gap in there that doesn't work for a lot of people.
Correct. So they started rolling this out from the 31st of March, which was yesterday, but they say it may take 3 to 4 weeks for everybody to receive it. They can't just press one button and everyone gets it. They've got to go through a system, because there's so many different type of benefits people get. and they've got to work through each one of these individually to okay, you get it, you get it, you get it. So it's going to take them time to do this. So they said it starts from the 31st of March, but it may take 3 to 4 weeks for everybody to receive it. And there's nothing they can do about that, unfortunately. That's just how quickly the system moves.
That's been paid for most people from what I can gather, but they're like basically double the dole.
Yes. We've done that, yeah. So yeah.
That's at least a month off topsy from what I can gather.
Now the increase for the five from the 550 a fortnight to 1100 a fortnight, that should happen automatically. Because that's just an adjustment to your payment. The 750 bonus that people are getting, that's the one that will take 3 to 4 weeks to come through. But the doubling of the dole payment or the new start or job seeker, whatever you want to call it, that is automatic. Because that's just simply adjust your payment accordingly. Instead of 550, you now get 1100. So there's no delay on that one at all. It's a $750 one-off payment. That's the one that will take 3 to 4 weeks to roll out.
Fantastic.
Okay, weird because the 750 is already being paid, but the bonus thing is a month from what I can gather.
No, it's the other way around. The 750 has been rolled out, yes. Yeah, but it will take 3 or 4 weeks for everyone to receive it.
Great. Thanks for the call, Simon. Got here. Dave is in Sydney. He's also got a question for Graham. G'day, Dave.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Good. Just a quick question for Graham. My son's a salesman, and he's been put back to 3 days a week and 5 days a week, so they've all got a job share. Are they entitled to anything from the government?
No. Is a simple answer to the question. So basically, if they're earning $1,000 a fortnight, then they're not entitled to anything at all. So that's the cutoff limit the government are using. If you're earning $1,000 a fortnight, you get nothing at all. So that's the cutoff line they're using. So if he's cut back from 5 days to 3 days, but he's still earning more than $1,000 a fortnight, no, he's entitled to nothing whatsoever.
Yeah, they're not earning that. I think they're only earning about 800.
So what will happen, instead of getting the full job seeker allowance, you'll get a portion of it instead of the whole amount. So what they're saying is 1,075 is the cutoff, but if you're earning 800, you may only get 20% of what the dole payment is rather than the full amount. So the $1,075 is per fortnight is their cutoff line, basically, yes.
No worries. That's great. Thanks for your information.
Thank you
so much for that call as well, Dave. And thank you, Graham. We'll have to get you in and talk about this. There's so many issues coming out of employment at the moment. It's changing so fast. We'll have to get you in soon. Yeah.
No problem at all. Great talk. Thanks, Adam.
Pleasure. Yeah, this is the Night Shift on Triple M.